Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you what you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Okay.
I have a dream. I still have a dream.
Stereo music power.
Bam, and I still have a dream. You know I do. You're live with me. Who else? Ms. V, BWD Radio. In just a minute, I'll be joined by Gary Nelson, who is rock, pop, singer, songwriter, and then some. Go ahead and bring him in just one moment. I just want to remind you all, our live and on-demand shows, they're an extension of BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music variety station. Do not do commercials. Nope. Spinning 24/7, all right? Just the hottest indie artists of today. BWD Radio is all about diversity, unity, and who else? Hello, the indie artists of today. So, you know, be sure to give us some support. Give us a follow on BWD Radio _. Also on Facebook, BWD Radio. You can also as well follow along on BWD Magazine on across social medias as well. All right, I'm going to go ahead and bring our guest on in here. Gary.
Good evening.
Hey, what's going on? Finally, we get together.
Well, it's great to hear your voice, Miss V.
Well, thank you so much, and it's always a pleasure to hear someone else's voice besides mine. I have your latest single, and we've been spinning it and jamming it out on our 24/7, so that continues to burn, literally continues to burn. So I'm going to go ahead and I'll be jamming that out before you leave out on us. So without further ado, let's go ahead and jump right on in. Go ahead, you know, introduce yourself, tell us where you are, where you're from, where you're going, you know. No, just keep it local. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay, I sure will. My name is Gary Nelson. I'm a singer-songwriter, and I'm originally from the Chicago suburbs, and I grew up there, educated there, and I moved to Bella Vista, Arkansas in 2000 with a job transfer. And then after many years with the corporation world, they did some downsizing, and I stayed here after they did all of that and started playing music full-time back in 2013. I had stopped for a while, and that's how I ended up in Arkansas, and I've been playing music now full-time now for the last couple of years and back in recording and making songs. And I have a home studio, so I spend most of my time in here working on my songs.
Wow, and you also, besides being a singer, a songwriter, you're also an instrumentalist. I guess you kind of get your hands in there on a few things. What kind of instruments do you have that
well,
you can
help with? Well, I play a little piano, bass guitar, drums, lead guitar. Any type of thing that I can get my hands on, I can normally get music to come out of it. May take me a little longer than most, but you know, but I can get the sound coming out of it. So what you hear on that record is me. That's all me. That's all my hands on different instruments, taking my time in my studio and you know, laying those tracks down.
That's outstanding. That's outstanding, especially when it all comes together. And for those that I mean, have you actually stepped in a studio, though, before I was going to say a little something, but you've actually been in a studio, right, where you just go in and the production guys think, okay. So,
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, I did that when I was younger as a teenager. We actually had a band up in Chicago, and we won a lot of contests, and so we won some record deals and stuff like that. So, yes, I've done that, yes.
So for those that are listening, if that's the only way that you have actually laid down a track is actually in a studio, there's just nothing. It's kind of like having something that's homegrown. Exactly. So it's a whole new way of going about creativity, and it's amazing. It's amazing to actually watch it or even be a part of that, even to be a little fly on the wall. So I definitely commend you for that. And now, what actually motivated you
to play music? That came from my father. Yeah, my father was a country singer back when I was a kid, and he had his band at our house in the Chicago suburbs, and I would just sit and listen. And when I heard the music as a, you know, as a 9 or 10 year old, I knew I had to play. So thanks to my father, he showed me my first chords on my guitar, and kind of helped me till I could get to be halfway decent on it. And by the time I was 12 years old, I had a rock and roll band, and so we played all the time. We did all the sock hops. We did basketball events after school. We did all of those types of things, and we had a really good group. It was called a Panic, but I didn't sing then. I didn't start singing until I was 19 or 20 years old, but that was a lot of fun, and that gave me a lot of my background in producing music, creating music, from all those environments that I was involved in when I was younger.
Now, besides your father, as being an influence, who were some of your musical influences growing up and actually even today that inspires you to be the artist that you are today?
I have always liked Elvis Presley, even as a young boy. But, in all honesty, when the English invasion started and the Beatles came on the scene, that was different. But that was really big, for us as when we were kids. And they influenced me not only to play that type of music, but also to write songs. When I understood that they wrote their own songs, that just drove me to be more creative and do those types of things. And then throughout the years, I've always favored the Led Zeppelins of the world, the Robert Palmers, and a lot of Motown music. I enjoyed that, listened to that, especially Smokey Robinson. I like him a lot, and the Temptations.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, they just laid down that rhythm and blues thing, And, throughout the decades, when it's good music, I like it. If it's not good, then I don't like it, But for the most part, I love all types of music. Little country flavor, rock and roll flavor, so forth and so forth. I like it all, and it's all a big influence, especially for a guy that, where I'm at in my career today, listening to what's on the radio and what the other entertainers are doing. I take all of that in and I listen to it, and what I try to do is I try to stay as present as possible when I'm creating something, and that's the joy of it, and being able to do it. And my wife plays piano, so she helps me with a lot of things that I cannot do, especially on the CD that I'm putting together. She's helped me with that. But that's all part of the creativeness when you have those influences from those other people, entertainers and such.
Oh yeah, and that's a total blessing, especially when you have an individual, whether your wife or whatnot, but to have an individual that is actually able to, fluently play another instrument like piano, that's outstanding. That is definitely outstanding. Yes.
Well,
that also
allows you to bounce the ideas off of them too. You're able to, I can lay down several tracks and, the first person that listens to my unfinished songs is her. Right, and she's very upfront.
Tell her I'm sorry. No, I'm just kidding.
And she's very blunt. Sometimes she'll say, "You know what? You need to throw that one in the garbage can. We have to let that one go."
you need that honesty, though, you know, because there's and that's actually great that she's honest like that, because, you know, you figure probably about half of the artists out there today, you know, new artists, I should say, half the new artists that are just starting to get their, you know, their feet wet, you know, and they'll play their music just for people that they know, and, you know, people, you know, come on.
Right.
Of course they're not, like, shoot you down. Like, oh, yeah, that's dope. Oh, that's great. Oh, yeah, that's hot. Oh, that's fire. And, you know, all the words we use, you know. And
yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
that actually works in your favor, in addition to that she's not going to pull any punches. She's going to tell you exactly what she thinks, and you need that kind of a critic. So kudos up to her.
Yeah, absolutely, and I do. I like that. I like that for the fact she's very honest with me, and you hit it right on the head. You know, you can always play stuff for family members and friends. You know, and they're always going to say, well, hey, you know, yeah, that's pretty good. You know, so but when you can get an unbiased opinion like I get from her, or even people I don't know, I do take that feedback and I apply that.
Now, wait a minute. Did you get my opinion? No, I'm just playing.
No, you didn't tell me what you thought of my song.
Well, it's continuing to burn there, Gary. So since you were, you know, you started out young into the music industry, you did the band, and then, you know, you did the career path, and then you decided, hey, I want to get back into this. Throughout that whole journey, what kind of highlights do you want to share that, you know, as far as like, you know, any accomplishments in the entertainment industry that you would like to share, anything that's maybe an event or show, or if you have done any videos, I don't know. I do not know, but you will tell us. But anything that you want to share that has been kind of to you, you know, that blessing of an accomplishment?
Well, when I was a teenager, we won second place in the talented teen contest in Chicago, and it was at McCormick Place, and there was hundreds upon hundreds and hundreds of bands that were playing at that time, and we took second place there, and to be on a stage and have thousands and thousands and thousands of people in the audience, that was probably the biggest highlight of my whole career, playing for those folks, and back in those days. You know, we didn't use monitors, and we didn't have a guy mixing anything. You know, we were five guys on the stage with a bunch of amplifiers and drums and some microphone stands and some microphones. And it was really fun. But the whole point of that was playing for all those people and entertaining those people. And, you know, from that point on, I had some small success doing some TV shows back in those days. But playing for that large crowd, that was, you know, that was the top of the thing for me at that time.
All right. Now, we actually touched on it. There's your Continues to Burn single. Now, you released that great single. We've been spinning it. It's been burning the airwaves. What inspired this track's title, and what can the listener expect from just the overall sound and you know, lyrically, your storytelling on the track?
Well, this may sound a little funny, but the melody line and some of the words came to me in my sleep, and evidently I had a dream about it or something like that. And the next morning when I got up, like I said, I'm a full-time musician now, so I came downstairs to my studio in the morning, and I started laying down some tracks, and the words just started to flow. The melody line, everything just went so quickly. I've been writing songs for a long, long time, and this was probably the quickest that I got something in my head. And so when the words started flowing, I ended up with a product of an individual. It could be a man or a woman, and that individual lacking the love in return that person wanted to have, struggling in that relationship or that family environment on whether or not to stay or leave. And every time they got the nerve to leave, you know, they would get weak. And that's really what it comes down to. You know, at the end of the song, it says they had that courage at one point, and then all of a sudden it fell back again, and the heart surrendered, your knees grow weak, and then the person realizes that nothing's going to change and their heart's just going to continue to burn forever. And that's what it comes down to, a struggle of an individual's relationships and family. So,
All right. And talking lyrics, you stated that you have been writing for many years. When did you first start to realize that you could write? Was it just kind of like someone would sit down and just do poems or write their thoughts down, and then you realize, oh, wait a minute, maybe that's one of my talents, you know? How did that come about that you started writing?
It actually started when I had created melodies and things of that sort when I was a kid. But actually, when I started singing, I started singing when I got married at 19 or 20 years old. It was so long ago, I don't remember what that age was. but anyway, I'm not going to let that out of the bag. But anyway, I started at that period of time, and I started putting complete songs together. So I actually have an unpublished catalog of about 100 songs that are unpublished. And so those are the things that helped me during that time. And what I've learned, what I did learn at that point in time, was that when you first start creating anything, your first creations are normally never as good as your later creations. So the more you write in this business here or in this field, the more you write, the better you get. So I found that my early songs, although they were okay, they actually got more interesting. Melody lines were more interesting. Chord structures were more interesting as I went along, you know, creating these things. And so today when I write a song, you know, it can either be simplistic or it can be complicated. The chord structures can go either way. But I always look for a good melody line. I like melody lines that are catchy. And I try to keep the words as simple as possible and to have some type of meaning. But that was when I started back in those days. And that was around in the 70s that I actually started writing and creating things. And I've continued on until it's still continuing. Matter of fact, I was just working on some mixes, before I called you, doing some fine-tuning, so. So I work on it every day.
That's good. That's outstanding. So Gary, where can we go and get your music and follow your movement?
Okay, my music is on iTunes and it's also on all the digital audio distributors. So you name one, it's there. So you just go out and search for Gary Nelson, and it's there. I have a music website, which is reverbnation.com/GaryNelson1andOnly. It's all one word. And then I have a Facebook account with my music, which is facebook.com, James Gary Nelson, only one. And I also have a Twitter account, which is twitter.com, GN, as in Gary Nelson, 125072. And those are the places that you can listen to my music, leave me messages, you can send me emails through there. My email address is jg.nelson@outlook.com. Anyone interested in, booking my band to play. And the band that I play with right now, what we do is we do my songs, and then we do classic rock. So we do, we do a little bit of both. And, we can either rock the house or lay it down slow and easy, but we do a lot of different types of music, and we do my own music too at the same time.
And that's key. That's important. You better be.
Yes.
You doing your own music. All right. Well. Okay. Well, before let's tell us what's next. What's next for Gary? What's next for Gary Nelson? I know you started to mention an album. So just live events, videos, just whatever project happenings, do share.
Okay, I'm working on my CD at the moment. I haven't decided how many songs are going to be on it, but it's going to be a minimum of six songs, but it could be more than that. And I'm hoping to have that completed and on the shelves by the end of March, which would be just next month here. And then I'm looking to make a video sometime in the summer. I'm doing some summer festivals, so I'm going to utilize that festival venue to do a video that will be distributed. But for me, the main thing is to get the CD finished. There'll be new songs on it, some old songs that I have, but a lot of new stuff. And the CD album is going to be it's going to be called Continues to Burn, and the Continue to Burn will be on that CD, along with a large number of other songs that I've created. So those are the things that I'm working on, and the festivals we're going to play. The first festival that I got locked into is Coon Creek Days in Hampshire, Illinois. They have a real large event up there, and that's going to be the first weekend of August. But I'm looking forward to playing other summer festivals, but I'm in negotiations with those cities at the moment. I don't have anything locked down concrete yet for a lot of places. And of course, I have a new single that I'm going to release. But at the moment, I'm trying to work out a deal with a couple of labels to see if I can get their support for the single before I release it. If I cannot do that, then I'm going to go ahead and release that single probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And it's called The Love and Kind, and it's a little departure from Continues to Burn. It's basically pretty much a hard rock and roll song. So a lot of guitar work, a lot of vocals, and a good down-home beat in it. So those are the things that I'm working on, just putting some final touches on those things and getting ready for the summer.
Outstanding. Well, it was wonderful chopping it up with you. It's always good. It's always good to get close and personal.
Well, thank you.
Why don't you go ahead and just take a quick moment, give any shout-outs you may have, anything that you want to share that we may
sure.
not have covered in this interview?
Sure. I want to thank all those fans and friends that follow me on the websites and my social pages. I want to thank them. I also want to give a big shout-out to some musicians that I played with for many, many years, Norman Jones, Tom Gilbertson, Kim Householder, Dean Kouse, my local band members down here, Kevin Walsh, Phil Kilmer, my wife Peggy Nelson, who plays with me. But specifically, I have a friend that's in Chicago right now, Phil Wright, who is going through some serious health issues, and may God in our prayers help him get through this. So those are the folks that I'm thinking of today. And I also want to thank you, Ms. V, for taking the time to allow me to be on your radio show and do this interview. It's been very, very nice. I haven't done one of these in probably 20 years or so. And I was nervous, but you know, you got me really calm in the very beginning, and you know, you do a great job at hosting these things. So I want to thank you very much.
Oh, well, thank you. It is appreciated. It is appreciated. And yeah, you definitely. It was definitely a pleasure. And I'm glad that I was able to set you at ease. And definitely looking forward to that next single coming out. So before you go ahead and leave us, why don't you go ahead and take us on into your latest single?
Well, hello out there. This is Gary Nelson, and this is my latest single out, Continues to Burn, and we all burn sooner or later.
Word.
You think of your heartbreak every day. Think of the reasons you should stay. All of your life, love never returns. So your heart continues to burn. Think of your children and what they may say. You feel that resentment would come home to stay. So then you are feeling. Surrenders as your knees grow weak. That's when you feel it continue to burn.
All right. Continues to burn. Gary Nelson, he's not, he just keeps on going, just like a train, just keeps on going down that track. That's what's up. You know, no matter what your genre is, everyone deserves the opportunity to be heard. And that's why we are here. That's exactly why we're here. Also be on the lookout, too, because Gary will also be featured in the next magazine that gets released, which is on the 1st, for BWD Magazine. So be sure to be on the lookout for that, bwdmagazine.com, also at Twitter and also at our Facebook, BWD Magazine. Clean, easy. But for now, you know, I'm going to bounce on out of here, and it's always a pleasure. So be sure to keep up and be sure to check out. Oh, goodness, there's like so many listen on demands, hundreds of interviews on the site as well. You can also download the mobile app. All right, download our mobile app. It's not only a great design, but you get to listen to all the past and also all the live interviews as well. All right, well, Miss V, I'm going to bounce on out of here. I'm going to catch you on the flip side. Miss V, she's out.